The last round was served at like 9:08.
All right, well, so this guy Padre, a little bit of a shorter, well, it wasn't going to be a shorter shoot, we're just getting started 15 minutes late. All right, let's begin. So we're going to finish off Emirat Hashem Simen Mem Zayin. Simen Mem Zayin in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah. So we left off last week with Halacha Yud Gimel, page 1 in your packet. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamashkim kodim or hayom." If one gets up before the light of day, lilmot, to go ahead and learn, mevarich birchas haTorah. A person goes ahead and recites birchas haTorah. Well, so this is very shaykh for this time of year, because, like for example, now it's actually quite amazing. Alos hashachar, 6 o'clock, which means that, you know, if you think about it, you're coming to a shul for 5:45 shir. It's nighttime, so I'm saying, if we went to the Daven Ma'ariv, you know, at 5:35, followed by the shirt, but it might not be a bad idea. So, you know, so he's saying, let's say I wake up before daytime, and I want to go ahead and learn. Mevarich Birchas HaTorah. I recite Birchas HaTorah. Ve'eno tzorich lachzor ulevarich kishyedich lebeis haKnesses. And I don't have to go ahead and recite it again when I go to shul. So go back to page 1 for just a moment. Let's look at the Mishnah Berura. So the Mishnah Berura says Chavtes, all the way on the bottom. Mishnah Berura Chavtes. Mevarich Birchas HaTorah. Ve'af im chazer ve'yashan achakach shnas keva. Kodim or Yom Obayom. So, if you remember last week, we saw the machlokes about whether or not if you go to sleep, if you have Shnas Keva during the day. Remember how we define Shnas Keva? Shnas Keva is A.
30 minutes. Right,
30 minutes. B.
Night.
Changing your clothes.
No, it doesn't have to be at night.
Taking off your clothes.
Changing regular clothes. And pillow, blanket, bed. That's the definition.
All three
things. That's Shnas Keva.
Pillow, blanket. Yeah.
Pillow, blanket, bed. You were asleep. Pillow, blanket, bed. Yeah. Half hour and changing out of your clothing. Remember the one exception to that is, of course, is if, let's say, again, you're in a situation where you're asleep for the night, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Atzila Yadav. Let's say for whatever reason you're pulling an all nighter, and so you have to just sleep like this. So that's considered to be your Shnas Keva. Then for that night, if that's how you go, so let's say, like we saw last week, if that's how, like, Shavuos night, well, let's say a person has the intention to stay up all night, but they end up sleeping, you know, they end up sleeping in their chair for a half hour, even though that doesn't normally conform to Shnas Keva criteria, but because for that night, that's how a person is going to sleep, then Allah HaMaisa, that counts as Shnas Keva. So remember, we saw the machlokes as to if you take a Shnas Keva during the day, do you have to go ahead and recite Birchas HaTorah again? Right? So I take a 1 hour, 2 hour Shabbos afternoon nap. I change into my pajamas, I get into bed, go into the covers, mamish the whole to-do. So do I have to recite Birchas HaTorah when I get back up? So that's the machlokes. How do we pass it?
Don't.
So Taz says, do we pass it that you don't? We pass that we do not. So therefore, again, right. So everybody else says we do, and that's how we saw. If a person chooses to, they certainly have whom to rely on. But the minhagim is not like that. Because the idea is, when you recite Birchas HaTorah in the beginning of the day, your assumption is that that's where you're until you finish the nighttime. Even though you're going to go to sleep Shnas Keva in the middle. So he writes over here, therefore, in this particular case, that what the Mishnah Berurah is adding on is over here. He says, if somebody gets up before daybreak, and now even though I intend to go ahead and, let's say what, sleep again during the day, chazar v'yashon acharkach shnas keva kodim or hayom obayom. Now remember, let's say I go back to sleep, let's say I wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to learn for an hour, then I'm going back to sleep for 2 hours, right? Or I'm going to stay awake till after dawn, and I'm going to go back to sleep for 2 hours after that. Either way, halach l'maisa, once you wake up for the day, and you make your birchas haTorah for the day, even if what? Even if you're making it before the day, the physical day actually begins, but if this is when your day is beginning, even if you're going to subsequently sleep on the Shnas Keva, you don't have to make Berchas HaTorah again. And he, Mishnah Berurah finishes off, he says, Ki mistoma daito shel adam lifta bebracha zu ad shnas halayla shel acharav. Because mistoma, the das of a person is what? A person's das is when you make Berchas HaTorah in the morning or when you wake up, your das is that is going to cover you until when? Until you mamish go to sleep that night.
So he says, Im chazar v'yashon doesn't mean that he had in mind to do it.
Right? If
he had in mind to do it, in other words, I say I'm waking up now.
Yeah.
Even if he had in mind.
Correct. The Chol Zeh, Lefi Ayesh, Orim Shorim Sif Aleph, Yud Aleph, Aval Lefi Mashak Asav Nusham Da'af Bishnas Keva Yom HaVarech Lo Hifsid, Kol Shekein Bazeh Shahaya Shehaya Yashon Shnas Keva Kodim or Hayam Devarach Lo Hifsid. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out that obviously all of this reflects the opinion of the Ish Om in the previous Sif, that a Shnas Keva does not generate an additional obligation to go ahead and recite another Berachas HaTorah. But according to the opinion, you said that you would have to recite another Berachas HaTorah. Obviously, in these circumstances, if you wake up before daybreak, and then you go back to sleep, you would, of course, recite Berachas HaTorah again afterwards. Okay, but we know how we paskin. So back up top.
Do you say Berachas HaTorah before, if you wake up before daybreak?
If your intention is to wake up and learn, you say Berachas HaTorah right then. Birchas Torah right then. And again, the chiddush is that even if you plan on going back to sleep,
right,
you still don't have to repeat it when you get back up. Which is not such a chiddush. It's the same psak that we learned last week. The only novelty over here is, in this case, I'm really getting up before daybreak. So last time our logic was that when you recite Birchas Torah in the morning, your intention is that Birchas Torah should carry you the whole day through until you go to sleep that night. So I might have thought that maybe in a case where you're getting up before daybreak, maybe that would be different. Kamash Malon, it's not. When you get up and you make Birchas Torah, that carries you until you go to sleep the next night.
You say it after, right before you start learning.
In this case, he seems, well, it's interesting. The way he's framing this case is that you're learning at home. That's the way he's framing this over here. I don't think it really matters. I think you just have to say it before you learn. All right, so he says on page two, he says, Top, Hamashkim Kodem Or Hayom. So now he's discussing other ramifications of waking up before daybreak. If you wake up before daybreak, Mevarich Kol Seder HaBrachos Chutz Mi Birkas Hanosin Lesech Divino Uparshas HaTomid Shiyamtin Mi LaOmra Ad SheYeor Hayom. So interestingly enough, he writes that technically speaking, if you get up before Or Hayom, before daybreak, and you want to start saying your Birkos HaShachar, you can. Which is actually interesting, which makes sense, because also remember when we learned the halachos of this, these are situational brachos. So, pokeach evrim is because I had the opportunity to open my eyes. Matir asum is because I can sit up straight. They're not linked to the day. Therefore, as long as I'm getting up, and again, even if my intention is to go back to sleep, as long as I'm getting up, halachos, I can make those brachos, with two exceptions. So remember again, whatever that particular bracha means, interestingly enough, whether it means the sechvi, the rooster, or whether it means the sechvi, the intellect, the point is, it's a bracha, says the Mechaber, that's rooted in day versus night contrast. And therefore, you can only say that bracha once it's during the day. Although, again, I'll point out the Mishnah Berurah says, that in reality you could even say this bracha kodim or ayom. Why? Because remember, this bracha in reality is not really linked anymore to the rooster or to day and night. It's a statement of fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us intellect to be able to discern. So according to many poskim, you could even say this with the rest of Birchos HaShachar. So the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chatchila, you should wait till daytime. But b'diavad, if you said it with the rest of your Birchos HaShachar, even before daybreak, you're okay. What about Parshas HaTamid? So Parshas HaTamid, remember, is the section that deals with Karban Tamid. So you can't recite that. You can't recite that in the evening, at night. Because remember, we're going to see our next simon is about Karbanos. Karbanos are going to be different. Because Karbanos are all about Unishama Parim Svasenu. It's very, very important to say Karbanos in the morning as part of davening, because in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, we still have the ability to give Karbanos by reciting the Psukim of Karbanos. Because there is still a direct correlation between the recitation of Karbanos and the actual performance of Karbanos, the recitation could only take place when? At a time, technically, that the Karban could take place itself. So because you can't go ahead and bring the Karban at night, you could not make the recitation at night either. He says, the Rama says, Ulechatrila, Yital Yodav Kodim Shivarech Lilmot. In reality, you should wash your hands before you begin to learn. Wash hands before you begin to learn. The imlo hayalo mayim, if you didn't have water, yochol lil modu levarich. Thank you. Below nitila kima b'shar brachos shemivarich kodem nitila kidla el simin membav. This is very interesting. So really, what he writes is you're supposed to go ahead and wash before you learn. And again, that's just a din in Kavadat Torah. But halacha lemaisa, if you didn't have water, so remember we saw this concept that you could wipe your hands on midi dimanki, right? You can go ahead and wipe your hands on any surface that has a cleansing of a hard surface. So like a table, right? You can go ahead and wipe. So that would work. I'm sorry?
Do these get wiped down at all?
No, not at all. Actually,
Once or twice.
There are some crumbs here from last year, I think.
Yeah, that's right. So all right. So what's last halacha? Last halacha in the siman. Noshim mevarchos birchas haTorah. So the Shulchan Aruch ends up by saying women make birchas haTorah. The rabbis say what's unique about this is the following. That's what right that women are not nichuyavos in Talmud Torah. Women are not obligated to learn. So it's interesting, is that right, only men have an obligation of kvias, right? We have an obligation to actively set aside time. Of course, if a woman wants to learn, a woman can learn all she wants, but she doesn't have an obligation to set aside time to learn. So the interesting part is the Mechaber says, nevertheless, women still make birchas haTorah. The Rebbe said, what's unique about this is the following. Remember, a major point of contention between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim is whether or not women can make a bracha on mitzos ase shazman grama. So by Sfaradim, for example, women don't make brachos on time-bound commandments. They can do them, but they don't make a bracha. Why? Because the Sfaradim say it's a problem. What do we say in the bracha, let's say before we shake lulav and esrog? Asher ki disharam mitzosav vitzivanu. Vitzivanu. So the Mechaber says, how can you say vitzivanu? You woman, you weren't commanded. You weren't commanded. You could do it if you wanted, but you weren't commanded. So by Ashkenazim, we take the approach that Vitzivanu refers to the collective. Right? That even if the woman herself is not obligated to do the mitzvah, it's referring to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has an obligation to do this particular mitzvah. So what's interesting over here is Talmud Torah. So one can make the argument that perhaps Talmud Torah is not a mitzvah shazman gram. It's not a time-bound commandment. So how do we know, by the way, that women are exempt from Talmud Torah? How do we know that? Because you say in Shema every day, Vilimaratem osam es binechem. So the Gemara darshins binechem velo binosechem. The Gemara darshins that the obligation of chinuch, that's why also you have to realize that the notion of women's chinuch, right, is a very new concept. Right? Remember, they say, you know, when you say, why do we do it? That was Menachem Schoenfeld. Menachem Schoenfeld.
Oh, it's Esther Schoenfeld. Is it related?
Yeah, this is good, and I'm going to keep this recording. So what's interesting is the following, which is that, you know, one thing you have to keep, like, we lose sight of history a little bit. You know, today when you say Beis Yaakov, so, you know, a person thinks of a more conservative, whatever you want to call it, more conservative, more right-wing, more, but amazing, you have to realize that when the Beis Yaakov movement started, when Mishnah Shusha started Beis Yaakov, like, it was radical. It was radical, like left. It was like, whoever heard of such a thing that they're going to educate women? It just wasn't done. If something you want to add to this. So what's interesting is the following. So that's based on the fact that it says, V'limaratim osam espenekam, the Gemara Dashans, V'lo benoseichem. Now what does that mean? It doesn't mean that women can't learn chasson. What it means is that the obligation of chinuch, which by extension means the obligation of Talmud Torah, is upon men, not upon women. So why do women make this bracha? So we'll say, look at the Ber Halacha, right-hand side. You see right-hand column there, Ber Halacha, all the way towards the end. I underlined the word Nashim. You see that? So he says, Hatam daha chayavos lilmot hadinim shelohem. See, interestingly enough, the Be'alocha says, you know why? Because a woman is obligated to learn the halachos that are pertinent to her. Meaning, at the end of the day, how do you know how to be a practicing Jew without learning? So meaning, you can't, if you think about it, you can't really be a Shomer Shabbos without going ahead and learning Hilchos Shabbos. You can't keep Kashrus without learning Hilchos Kashrus. So the Ber Halacha says is, as much as a woman does not have an obligation to be Kovei Itl Torah, she certainly has to learn the halachos that are applicable to her. So therefore, again, she's Shayech to Talmud Torah, even if she doesn't have the obligation of Talmud Torah, she's in the parish of Talmud Torah, and therefore she can recite the brachos. He says something very interesting, V'od, this is fascinating, this, I have to tell you, I just never noticed this line until last night. He says, "Va'od dechayeves lomar parshas hakarbonos kimoshe chayeves betfila." So this is amazing because the truth is, I have to say, I'm not aware that women are makpidos to say karbonos. Right?
So it would only be a carbon that would apply to a woman. Then.
No, because parshas hakarbonos would be like carbon talmid. Carbon talmid, carbon talmid. I don't know. I didn't know that women daven karbonos.
Why? Because it's
most men.
Right. Most men does everybody. Right. No, I'm saying it's just
because
right. I'm just saying it's just interesting. See, he says over here, he says that women are obligated to say Parshas HaKarbanos, Kimo Shechayeves B'Tfila, in the same way she's obligated in Tfila. Therefore, Im Kein Koy HaBracha Al Zeh. Therefore, Aloch Lamaisa, Berachas Torah goes in the part because we'll see. Parshat Talmud is our next simon. We say again, Karbanos are exceptionally important. They're exceptionally important because again, they're the only way that today that we can be mekayim Karbanos in some way, shape, or form. And number two, it's also a form of Talmud Torah. So the Ber Halacha says, since women say Karbanos, therefore the Berachas Torah that they say kind of goes on their Karbanos that they recite. Im Kein Kaya Bracha Azeh Ulefi Azeh Atam. Listen to this. Yichola Lahotzi BeBerachas Torah es ha'ish. Therefore, according to this logic, that since women are obligated in Birchas HaTorah, a woman could be motzi a man in Birchas HaTorah. So we'll say, you know what this means? What this means, according to the Chafetz Chaim, is that let's say Shavuos morning, because let's go back to the most the classic case, Shavuos morning, so we're knowing that, remember, if you haven't slept, even though, again, we saw this in Machlokes, if you didn't sleep, do you have to say Birchas Torah the next morning? So there are some who say yes, remember why? Because, again, each day creates a new obligation, and others say no, because as long as you haven't slept, you can still rely on your Birchas Torah from yesterday. So we kind of approach this with caution, and therefore, if somebody else could say Birchas Torah, we want them to say Birchas Torah. So according to this logic, if you have a woman who slept, she could recite Berachas Torah on behalf of the Tzibor. Everyone could answer Amen, and they could be Yotzi with her.
It's going to be tough getting her in at 5:30 in the morning.
So he says, very nice, that was a good say. That was a good say. I do voiceovers, by the way, after this when I edit. So the Vilna Gaon disagrees, and the Vilna Gaon says no. Women are not obligated in Talmud Torah. They're not really even obligated in learning Dinim. Meaning, technically speaking, a woman doesn't have to learn the halachos that are pertinent to her. What could she do? She could learn just what to do, what not to do, without ever really understanding what it is that she's doing. Right? So technically speaking, that satisfies your obligation. It allows her to keep mitzvos. It's not an obligation to learn. So the Gra therefore says, the reason why women make Birchas Torah, even though they're pater from Torah, from Talmud Torah, is because it's no different than any other time-bound commandment. And just like when it comes to any other time-bound commandment, we paskin that a woman could say, she can make the bracha, so to Birchas Torah she can make the bracha even though she's not personally obligated in Talmud Torah. And according to this particular logic, therefore, according to the Gra, see what we have over here is a machlokus between really the Gra and the Chafetz Chaim. According to the Chafetz Chaim, women are really obligated in Birchas Torah, either because they have an obligation to learn the halachos that are pertinent to them, or because they have to recite karbanos. According to the Vilna Gaon, women have no obligation in Talmud Torah. The nafkamina, maybe the practical difference. But again, according to both agree that women could say Birchas HaTorah. The difference is, according to the Chafetz Chaim, it's obligatory. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's optional. And also the nekudas hamachlokes, and that's the nafkamina, the practical difference would be, could a woman be motzi a man in Birchas HaTorah? According to the Chafetz Chaim, yes, because she's obligated. Anything that you yourself are obligated on, you can be motzi someone else. According to the Vilna Gaon, no. Why? Because she's not mechuyaves. What are you going to say, Menachem?
Nothing. We all do mitzvah because we're commanded to do mitzvah. What does it matter whether or not a woman understands them or not? Whether it was almost like you said, it was a lower level.
No. The question is she? Does a woman have an obligation to learn Torah? That's the fundamental point. So the Chafetz Chaim says, yes, maybe not in the way that a man does, but she has an obligation to learn Torah because she has to understand what it is that she's doing in her Judaism.
The promise of Brachos La'asok, but they're right Torah.
Right.
Is that considered?
Iskus. He'll call that, so the Chafetz Chaim will say, that's called Iskus. Iskus means involving yourself in understanding Torah.
Even if it's specifically just
the halachos that are pertinent to you. Correct. It doesn't have to, right. Iskus, you're saying, almost sounds like a greater general involvement in Torah. Not Dafka just to even know what to do, but just to be involved in Torah. So the Chafetz Chaim would say, no, that's not, Iskus with Torah just means an involvement. Your involvement will look one way, and a woman's involvement will look a different way. But nevertheless, it's still called involvement.
I guess what bothers is why, because at the end of the day, we're not supposed to, We're not supposed to under... I mean, I always thought, maybe you'll tell me if I'm wrong. Why do we do what it is what we do? Is because Hashem told us to.
No, no. You're getting your
halachas and
right. You're combining. You're combining performance with learning. So performance. This has nothing to do with performance. What this has to do is a simple question: is there an obligation for a woman to learn Torah? That's the question. The Chafetz Chaim says yes. The Vilna Gaon says no. I Chafetz Chaim. What do you do about the fact that the Gemara says there's no obligation to educate your daughter? What do you do about that? So the Chafetz Chaim says what that's referring to is a more general education. But you definitely have to. She definitely has to learn the things that are applicable to her, so she knows how to do them. Therefore, the Chafetz Chaim will say a woman has a din of Talmud Torah, just a little bit more of a what's the right word? Of a limited scope. Of a limited scope.
So according to the Chafetz Chaim, she should say the bracha.
She should, absolutely. According to the, and I'll take it even further, according to the Chafetz Chaim, she has to say the bracha. She has to, and that's why I want to point out, the Chafetz Chaim also adds in the tefillah piece, which the Vilna Gaon, so I would say, again, I'd say that normative practice is like the Chafetz Chaim. I think that women are noheg to say Birchas HaTorah. Yeah, I think they're noheg to say Birchas HaTorah as part of davening, I think. I think that's the radical. I think that's the norm that women say Birchas HaTorah as part of the whole Birchas HaShachar. I think certainly in terms of the way we approach women's education at least contemporarily is much more in line with the Chafetz Chaim than it is with the Vilna Gaon. So you know, again, even if a person is not necessarily into just the girls learning Torah for the sake of Torah, but there's no question that in terms of just elucidating and illuminating them in terms of what their obligations are, we try to give a very intellectual underpinning to understanding it. Also, so the Pashtos, it seems to be like the conventional is about the Chafetz Chaim, that not only should she, but the interesting part, this we'll have to explore more next week, is the Chafetz Chaim's assumption that women have to say karbanos. That to me is more dramatic than the Talmud Torah piece. Because what he's saying is, if you have a Talmud Torah, you have to say Parshas HaKarbanos. Parshas HaKarbanos is literally psukim from the Torah and is Mishnayis. You can't say that without Birchas HaTorah. So that's fascinating that he's assuming that this is obligatory.
Would the Vilna Gaon say that if a woman is going to learn, then she should say Birchas HaTorah? Or, in other words, we're saying she doesn't have a chiyuv to learn, but
she could say Birchas.
I want to point out the Gra is not saying that she can't. The Gra is saying if a woman wants to, she can.
But she has no chiyuv to do it.
You don't even have to take it that far. So would the Vilna go and say if you're going to learn, you should say it?
Yeah,
probably. But I'm saying the Vilna. I want to point out no one. Again, it's not like the Mechaber even quotes the Machlokas over here, right? No one is saying that women. A woman doesn't say Birchas. No one's saying that. Right. The Mechaber himself says, makes a positive statement that women are mechuyavos to go ahead and recite Birchas HaTorah. Okay? So the Shaila, the only machlokes between the Chafetz Chaim and the Gra is the Mechaber saying that women are obligated, or is the Mechaber saying that women can? Now, the interesting part would be, and that both would be a chiddush, because according to the Gra, the novelty of the Mechaber over here is it's the same Mechaber who by mitzvos asesha as man grama says that a woman will not make a bracha, will say by Talmud Torah that a woman will make a bracha. That a woman will make a bracha. So it's interesting because the Vilna Gaon's logic is clearly not the Mechaber's logic, because the Vilna Gaon's logic is, well, if you can make a bracha by Birchas HaTorah, by mitzvah Shazman Grama, you can make a bracha by Birchas HaTorah also. Right. That doesn't work according to the Mechaber, because according to the Mechaber, you don't make a bracha by mitzvah Shazman Grama. So that's why it would seem to me that the logic of the Mechaber is more in line with the Chafetz Chaim. That halacha l'maisa, a woman has an obligation to learn Torah, granted in a more limited fashion than a man. She has to learn the halachos that are applicable to her, right? Doesn't say she can't learn more, but that's what her obligation to learn the halachos that are applicable to her. Plus, she has the obligation to recite karbanos, and therefore, she must recite Birchas HaTorah. All right, we'll stop over here for tonight.